In life, nothing is black and white.
So together, we will argue the gray. And welcome back to our second podcast. Today, we'll be discussing about the new movie that came out, Deadpool.
And what about Deadpool?
Well, Deadpool is known for his provocative nature.
Well, he is the merc with a mouth. It's just his character.
That's exactly my point. Deadpool isn't appropriate for the younger audience. It's not like it's Disney or anything.
Have you heard that parents are taking their kids out of the movie theater, like, in the middle of it?
What? They are? Don't they do the research?
I know, it's rated R. I was ID'd to get in. Why are parents bringing their children to this? If they know they can't handle it. Parents should be allowed to bring their children into this movie if they think the kid is, like, mature enough for it.
Yeah, it's their choice. But is it the right choice?
As I said, it depends on the kid and the family. If a parent thinks their child is able to handle a movie with extreme sexual nature and, like, a lot of swear words in it, then that's on them. It's just kind of stupid if a parent takes their kid to an R movie and takes them out in the middle of it. They should know what their kid's allowed to watch.
Whoa, 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 watch the language. Who are you calling stupid?
Hey, at least I'm not Deadpool.
But you sure look like him.
Oh my god. So you're saying I look like a burned Wade Wilson. Thanks.
No problem. But back to the point. It's true, age doesn't define maturity. But regardless, this movie is not suitable for children.
But how young is too young? I mean, I saw some little kids in that theater. But then again, some of them were escorted out by their parents.
That's why there's a rating system, to avoid things like this.
So what's your point here? You think all kids should be banned? You don't know them as well as their parents do. Nor does the rating system.
Not necessarily. There should just be a middle ground. Like, I remember when I went, there was a baby. Like, why do you have a baby?
I mean, is the baby really gonna understand that?
Probably not, but it's the principle.
But I'm talking about, like, little kids who love superhero movies, who wanna go watch it. Then again, as Deadpool says, he's not a superhero. He's a bad guy who fights even worse guys.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero, a mercenary, a person that kills for money. Is that a good influence for our kids?
But is the music of today a good influence, and they listen to it anyway? I've seen videos of children singing about partying and drinking. That's not good, and it's accepted by the world. So if a parent thinks their child is old enough to watch this movie, then that's on them. It shouldn't be the movie's fault, like many parents are making it.
That's very true. Wow, you made this topic really broad. From violent video games to just the internet in general. Kids can be exposed to a lot of things.
Why are you saying I made it broad? You're the one making it even broader with video games and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like this isn't good for children. Like Nicki Minaj showing off her,
assets.
Nice one.
What? She has good assets.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has a big house, and that's a good asset. So yeah, if parents think that kids should watch these music videos, they should be able to watch Deadpool. If they deem it acceptable.
But isn't that bad parenting? He drops the F-bomb like 84 times, not to mention the other obscene things he's done.
Compared to what they hear at school, parents can't shelter them from everything.
Yeah, but people look up to Deadpool. Can you imagine Batman just spurting out F-bombs?
Deadpool gets mad when you call him your hero. He does not want to be a role model. But that's what makes his personality so unique. He's imperfect, so he's really relatable. And children should get to see the message that actually shines through. That if you get dealt a bad hand, you can fight through it. And if parents are going to shelter their children from a character who's more realistic than Superman, then what are they teaching their kids? That everything should be perfect? How are these kids going to handle themselves if they can't see or experience the nitty-gritty parts of life? Sure, there's cursing and sexual references, but that's life.
You heard it here, folks. Deadpool isn't perfect, and neither are we. Britney 2K16.
Hey, I didn't say it like that.
You made some pretty strong points, but what if parents go and watch the movie with their kids, and then they see how inappropriate it is, and then they report it, and then we don't get a Deadpool 2? Why can't they watch that new movie that came out? What was it? Zoolanders?
Zootopia.
Yeah, why can't they watch that? There are plenty of alternatives until, like, when they're actually of age. Plus, many of the jokes that Deadpool makes will go right over the kid's head. Which brings me back to my point. Why are parents bringing their kids to watch Deadpool?
As I said, if a parent doesn't think their child is eligible to watch this, they shouldn't ruin it for the rest of us by reporting it, if they think it's too inappropriate. But if the kid wants more action than Zootopia and their parent is okay with it, then they should bring them. It should not be looked down upon, because the parent should have the judgment of what is right and wrong for their kid. If they're not gonna report it, it's fine for them to watch it.
But what about the kids themselves? They might think that they're able to curse whenever they want and do the things that Deadpool likes to do.
Have you seen all the shows children are watching nowadays, where the tweens have short skirts and the teenagers do drugs? When my little sister was in 6th grade, she used to watch Pretty Little Liars. They would drink, they got into trouble, and they had sex. And now that she's in 8th grade, she's nothing like that. Deadpool is so extreme that I don't think kids are gonna copy it. So I don't think it's a bad influence on children.
Can't argue with that. Guess that wraps up our podcast. We'll see you guys next time on The Gray.
Bye-bye! And now for our tea proverb of the day. Deadpool is awesome. Go watch it.
That's not a proverb.
It's close enough.